maybe at the beginning we ask ourselves, how do all of these things belong together? There's a lot of things happening in what we have read just now. God is talking with Abraham. Abraham is fulfilling the sign of the covenant.
Bog govori Avramu, onda Avram ispunjava obrezanje kao znak saveza.
And then the visitors come to Abraham and then Sarah is laughing.
Onda posetioci dolaze, onda se Sara smeje.
Many things happen.
Mnogo stvari se ovdje dešava.
But one thing that we see in this passage,
ali jednu stvar koju vidimo u ovom odlomku,
is what we have read before in Romans chapter 9.
Ono o čemu smo jutros ranije čitali u Rimljanima 9. poglavlju.
That there is a way of living in the flesh and fulfilling promises in the flesh.
Da je moguće živjeti u telu i ispunjavati obećanja u telu, telesno.
And there is a way of living in the spirit.
A da postoji isto tako i način da živimo u duhu.
To put our trust in God and trusting that He has a plan and He has a way.
I da vjerujemo Bogu, da vjerujemo da On ima i plan i način da ga ostvari.
And that He is faithful.
I da je On veren.
And that's what Paul says in Romans.
I to je ono o čemu Pavle govori u Rimljanima.
It's not the people that in the body are physically descendants of Abraham.
Ne radi se ovdje o fizičkom potomstvu Avrama.
But those who are in the faith who trust in Jesus.
Nego oni koji su njegovo potomstvo po vjeri, koji vjeruju u Isusa.
And God promised through Isaac, I will send a son, I will bless the nations.
A Bog je dao obećanje da će poslati preko Isaka sina koji će blagosloviti sve narode.
What does it have to do with us today?
Kakve to veze ima sa nama danas?
One question at the beginning for you.
Imam jedno pitanje za vas na početku.
How long has Abraham walking with God, or how many years have passed since God has called Abraham?
Koliko je godina prošlo od kada je Bog pozvao Avrama? Koliko on dugo hoda sa Bogom?
To the time that we are right now in Genesis chapter 17.
Do ovog trenutka koji smo pročitali u 17. poglavlju.
23 years have passed.
23 godine.
23 years.
23.
What did you do 23 years ago?
Šta ste vi radili, gdje ste bili pre 23 godine?
Some people might say, I didn't exist at this point.
Neki ljudi će reći, nisam ni postojao ili nisam postojala u tome.
I was God's idea, but I wasn't physically on this world.
Bog me imao u planu, ali nisam još fizički bila ili bio na ovom svijetu.
Some maybe say, I was in kindergarten 23 years ago.
Neki će da kažu, bio sam u zabavištu pre 23 godine.
23 years is quite a long time ago, isn't it?
23 godine je dug vremenski period.
And that's the time that Abraham waited and Sarah waited as well.
A toliko su Avram i Sara čekali.
God gave a promise.
Bog je dao obećanje.
And they were walking with God.
Oni su hodali sa Bogom.
And it's not like God spoke to them every single day of their lives.
I nije se desilo da im se Bog obraćao svakoga dana.
We just read about God speaking to Abraham, but it's just at certain events in his life.
Mi čitamo o tome da se Bog obraćao, da je govorio Avramu, ali se to desilo povremeno u njegovom životu.
There is long time distances in between and we need to remember that.
I uvek treba da se setimo da je zapravo postojao jedan velik vremenski period od tog obećanja.
But
ali
God is faithful.
Bog je vjeran.
And if he promised, he will also do it.
I ako je on nešto obećao, on će to ispuniti.
And that's what we see today as well.
I to vidimo i danas, vidjet ćemo.
Sometimes we don't understand promises or what people say really in the right way.
Ponekad mi ne razumemo obećanja na ispravan način.
For example, just recently I was visiting or I was in Hungary.
Recimo pre nekako sam bio u Mađarskoj.
And I stayed at a flat of a friend.
I bio sam kod svojih prijatelja.
And I had to buy some food for the 2 weeks that I was there, and I was already thinking ahead, okay, what am I going to use, what should I buy?
I pošto sam znala da ću tamo provesti dve nedelje, razmišljala sam šta sve treba od hrane da kupim tokom tog perioda.
And I didn't want to buy too much, and I didn't want to spend too much money.
Nisam htjela da kupim previše, da ne potrošim previše para.
And so my friend, he said to me, I will take you to Spar, to the market.
A onda mi je moj prijatelj, koga sam odseo, rekao, odvešću te do pijace.
And then you can buy the things that you need and I will drive you back home because
možeš da kupiš šta ti je potrebno i onda ću te vratiti, vratit ćemo se kolima nazad.
So as I was going through, I was thinking about, okay, what do I need? Okay, this.
I onda sam ja tako razmišljao, šta mi je potrebno, ovo i ovo.
But then I saw for example, chocolate or some chips. And I was like, yes, no, I actually don't eat it.
A onda sam i pomislio, bio sam u supermarketu pa sam vidio i čokoladice i čips i poželeo da ih uzmemo, sam se suzdržao, kao ne treba.
Didn't want to spend the money and I didn't want to get too much.
Nisam hteo da gomilam hranu i nisam hteo da potrošim previše para.
And so I bring the card to the cashier.
I onda kad sam kolica doveo do kase, dogurao do kase.
And then Matt, my friend, said to me, "Hey, I'm going to pay for this, for all of this."
Moj prijatelj mi je rekao, ja ću da platim sve ovo.
And I was like, "Oh, I should have taken chocolate. I should have taken the chips."
Lako odreagovao i pomislio, trebalo je da kupim čokoladu i čips.
I could get this great orange juice that's freshly pressed or something, you know.
Mogao sam da kupim sveže ceđen soko naranča.
It was too late.
Ali je bilo prekasno.
I didn't understand. When he said, "I will take you to this supermarket," he meant, "I will take you and I will pay for you."
Ja ga nisam razumeo. Kad je rekao, odvešću te do tog supermarketa, nisam znao da će on, da on namjerava i da plati.
But that's what he meant.
Ali on je upravo na to mislio.
I just thought, okay, he will drive me, he's very friendly, he will drive me back, that's it.
Ja sam pomislio, on će me samo odvesti tamo, to je lepo i vratiti nadam.
And maybe in a similar thing, we also see that with Abraham and Sarah in this passage.
I na neki način mi to vidimo kod Avrama i Sare u ovom odlom.
In Genesis chapter 12, God gave a promise to Abraham that there will be many descendants.
U Postanku 12, Bog je obećao Avramu da će on imati mnogo potomaka.
And he's repeated this promise over and over.
I Bog je iznova i iznova ponavljao ovo obećanje.
So maybe when Sarah and Abraham first started walking and following God,
možda kad su Avram i Sara po prvi put poverovali Bogu i započeli svoj hod sa njim.
They were thinking about, "Oh yeah, God will give us a land and we will have children together. It will be nice."
Možda su oni stvarno pomislili, "E, divno, Bog će nam dati zemlju, imaćemo decu i biće lepo."
But then years went on and there was a land but there were no children.
Ali onda godine su prolazile, dobili su zemlju, ali nije bilo dece.
5 years, 6 years.
5, 6 godina, 7.
Where is the promise of God?
Gde je Božje obećanje?
Did God really mean that?
Da li Bog zaista to mislio?
In one occasion in Genesis chapter 15.
U jednom prilikom u 15. poglavlju.
In verse 2 when God repeated his promise to Abraham.
U drugom stihu kad je Bog ponovio svoje obećanje Avramu.
And Abraham said to God, "Well, my heir will be my servant Eliezer from Damascus."
I onda mu je Avram na to odgovorio, pa moj naslednik će biti Eliezer Damašćanin.
So, I'm fine with that. He will be my heir and this is maybe the promised descendant that you have promised me.
I on je time rekao, ja sam to prihvatio, okay, on će biti moj naslednik i to je u redu.
God repeated his promise. No, you will have children.
A onda mu je Bog rekao, ne, ti ćeš imati decu.
Again, years passed.
Ponovo godine su prolazile.
3 years, 5 years.
3 godine, 5 godina.
And that's added up on the first 5 years already.
A sad to već dodajte na sve ono čekanje, prethodno čekanje.
And Abram and Sarah are thinking, well, where is the promise of God?
I onda su i Avram i Sara misli, pa dobro, gde sa to Božje obećanje?
And so Sarah has the idea, well, maybe it's just about making it possible. So she gave her servant to Abraham to have a child with her servant and not with herself.
I onda je ona pomisla, pa dobro, možda je obećanje u tome da mi omogućimo nešto. I onda je predložila Avramu, dala mu je svoju sluškinju da preko nje dobiju dete.
Because the promise was to Abraham, he will have children.
Jer na kraju krajeva obećanje je dato Avramu, on će imati decu.
And then many more years passed.
A onda još mnogo godina prošlo.
This is now 13 years later again upon this 20 or 10 years that we already have talked about.
Znači, na ovih 10 godina koje smo već uračunali, sad je prošlo još 13 godina.
God talks to Abraham again.
I Bog ponovo govori Avramu.
And he's very generous when he talks with him.
I on je sa njim veoma darežljiv.
God said to Abraham in verse 15.
U 15. stihu Bog reče Avramu.
As for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name.
Svoju ženu više ne zovi Saraja, ime će joj biti Sara.
Then, and I will bless her and also give you a son by her. Then I will bless her and she shall be a mother of nations, kings of peoples shall be from her.
Blagoslovit ću je i daću ti od nje sina. Blagoslovit ću je i ona će postati majka narodima i od nje će poteći carevi naroda.
And this is the first time that God said to Abraham after 23 years that the mother of the promised child will be Sarah.
I ovo je po prvi put, nakon 23 godine, Bog govori Avramu da će majka tog obećanog deteta biti Sara.
From the very first beginning, God promised descendants.
Bog je obećao potomke od samog početka.
But the promise didn't make sense over these 23 years for Abraham and Sarah.
Ali ovih 23 godine to obećanje nije imalo smisla.
Why didn't it make sense?
Zašto nije imalo smisla?
Because they didn't experience it in their lives.
Zato što Aram i Sara to nisu iskusili u svom životu.
Because there was discouragement of not having children.
Zato što je postalo veliko obeshrabrenje jer nisu imali djecu.
Even though God repeated and repeated his promise.
Iako je Bog ponavljao svoje obećanje.
And so this time now God is very direct to him and says, no, your descendants will be through your wife Sarah.
Ovog puta Bog je direktan i kaže ne, ti Sara ćete imati sina.
And this is very important to see.
I ovo je vrlo važno da uvidimo.
But what is the first thing that we notice here?
Ali koja je prva stvar koju ovdje vidimo?
In verse 15 it opens up and says, then God said to Abraham.
U 15. stihu stih počinje rečima Bog još reče Avramu.
The first thing that I want us to notice today is that God, he is a relational God.
Prva stvar koju želeo svi da primetimo danas da je Bog Bog odnosa.
He is a God who has a relationship, he is in relation with Abraham and he's talking even to Sarah.
On je Bog koji ima odnos sa Avramom i on se obraća čak i Sari.
He is a God who wants this relationship, he wants this togetherness.
Bog je Bog koji želi taj odnos, koji želi to zajedništvo sa njim.
He's not just some foreign god who drops a promise at some point and then lets the people walk however they want.
On nije neki daleki strani Bog koji tako sve na vrijeme ispusti neko obećanje.
No, he's a relational god who over and over again comes to Abraham over the period of a long time.
Ne, nego je on Bog kome je stalo do odnosa i koji se iznova objavljuje Avramu tokom dugog vremenskog perioda.
He wants to be known.
On želi da ga Avram poznaje.
He wants to be known and known as who he really is.
On želi da bude upoznat, da ljudi zaista znaju ko je on.
Sarah's servant, she got to know God as the God who sees her.
Sarina sluškinja je upoznala Boga kao Boga koji je vidi.
Abraham experienced God as God the Almighty.
Avram je iskusio i upoznao Boga kao svemogućeg.
God the one who said, I will fulfill the covenant and I will take all the covenant upon me.
Sam Bog je rekao, ja ću napraviti savez s tobom i svoj odgovornost saveza ću uzeti na sebe.
And that's the God that we serve and that we follow as well.
I takvog Boga mi sledimo i takvom Bogu mi služimo.
He's a God who sees you.
On je Bog koji vas vidi.
He's a God who knows you.
I koji vas poznaje.
And he's a God who wants to communicate with you.
I on je Bog koji želi da razgovara sa vama, da komunicira sa vama.
He wants to guide you.
I želi da vas vodi.
How does he do this?
Kako on sve uradi?
Well, first of all, with his word.
Pre svega putem svoje reči.
Through his word.
Kroz njegovu reč.
And so that's the encouragement they would have to study and to read his word, to be in his word.
I to zaista treba da nas ohrabri da proučavamo njegovu reč, da uronimo u nju.
In John chapter 15, when Jesus talks about the vine and the branches.
U Jovanu 15, kad Isus govori o vinovoj lozi i o granama.
He says something in verses 13 to 15 that I would like to read to you.
On nešto kaže u stihovima 13 do 15 što bi ja voleo da vam pročitam.
Jesus says here to his disciples, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you.
Isus ovdje kaže svojim učenicima, nema veće ljubavi nego svoj život položiti za prijatelje. Vi ste moji prijatelji ako činite ono što vam zapovedam. Više vas ne zovem slugama, jer sluga ne zna šta čini njegov gospodar. Nazvao sam vas prijateljima, jer sam vam obznanio sve što sam čuo od svog oca.
A friend is informed about what is going on.
Znači, svoje prijatelje obaveštavamo ili govorimo im o stvarima koje se dešavaju.
And Abraham, and if we continue reading this passage, even on next Sunday we'll talk about, we see how he was a true friend of God.
I vidjet ćemo zaista i ove nedelje i sljedeće dok budemo čitali dalje odlomke o Abrahamu, vidjet ćemo da je on zaista Boži prijatelj.
That he conversed with God, he talked with God, he had a relationship with God.
Da je on razgovarao, komunicirao sa Bogom, da je postojao odnos između njih.
And that's also true for you and for me if we have put our trust in Jesus as our Savior.
A to važi za vas i za mene ako smo zaista se pouzdali u Krista kao svog spasitelja.
God doesn't just look at us as his slaves or his servants that he wants to use like figures on a playboard.
Bog nas ne gleda kao neke robove ili kao svoje sluge koje hoće da pomera kao pijune na tablu.
He calls us his friends.
On nas naziva svojim prijateljima.
And we can know him intimately and deeply through his word.
I mi njega zaista duboko i intimno možemo da upoznamo putem njegove reči.
And he wants to walk with us in closeness.
I on želi da hoda blisko sa nama.
But it's always a two-sided thing.
Ali ovo je uvijek dvosmjerna ulica.
God wants that.
Bog to želi.
Do we want that?
Da li mi to želimo?
Does my heart want that?
Da li moje srce to želi?
This relationship with God.
Taj odnos sa Bogom.
So this relational God, he's talking with Abraham.
Dakle, taj Bog kojem je stalo do odnosa govori Abramu.
And he says to him, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah should be her name.
I kaže mu, svoju ženu više ne zovi Saraj, a nego će joj ime biti Sara.
And if we would translate it into English or Serbian,
ako to prevedemo na engleski ili srpski,
what does this change of name mean? What does God want to say with changing her name from Sarai to Sarah? It's just a small thing.
Šta Bog sad želi da poruči promjenom tog imena iz Saraja i u Sara? Vrlo mala promjena.
In some ways, I think God wants to open the doors for Abraham to understand the promise that he has given.
Na neki način Bog želi da otvori vrata da Abraham uvidi obećanje koje mu je dao.
That Sarah is included in this whole promise.
Da je i Sara deo tog obećanja.
He says his name shouldn't be Sarah, it will not be Sarah anymore, which is more personal thing. It means my princess.
I on kaže, Sara se više neće zvati Saraja, što je onako lično ime i znači moja princeza.
But to call her Sarah, which would mean princess for all.
Ako kažemo samo Sara, ne Sara, to znači princeza svih.
So that not only Abraham will have something from her, but all the people in this world will have something from or through her.
Dakle, da neće samo Abraham dobiti nešto od nje, nego da će svi narodi imati koristinje.
Not just something personal, but something for all the people in this world.
Dakle, ne nešto lično, nego za sve narode na ovom svetu.
I will bless her, verse 16, also give you personally a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations, so to the whole world.
I on dalje u 16. stihu kaže, blagoslovit ću je i daću tebi od nje sina, a onda će blagosloviti i ona će postati majka narodima.
So, for Abraham, for maybe for the first time, he hears this promise from God clearly that it's not just that it's going to be his child, but his child through his wife, Sarah, who will be, or his the descendants from him and Sarah.
I moguće je da je ovo zapravo po prvi put da Avram čuje da je obećanje dato ne samo njemu, da neće samo on imati to dete, nego da će baš on i Sara imati potomka.
And that's the interesting thing. Abraham and Sarah, they tried to fulfill their promise that God gave them.
I zanimljivo je kako su Avram i Sara htjeli da oni pomognu Bogu da ispune to obećanje.
They understood that God was saying, through Abraham, I will bless the whole world.
Oni su razumjeli da je Bog govorio preko Avrama ću blagosloviti ceo svet.
And in their own wisdom and in their flesh they made it possible that Abraham had children.
I onda su oni u svojoj mudrosti i svojoj snazi omogućili da Avram dobije dete.
Through Sarah's slave Hagar.
Tako što su dali Sarinu sluškinju Hagar.
But that wasn't God's plan.
Ali to nije bio Božji plan.
Even though 23 years have passed already.
Iako je već 23 godine prošlo.
And how does Abraham react to what God says to him?
I kako sad Abraham ponovo reaguje na ono što mu je Bog upravo rekao?
Verse 17, Abraham fell on his face and he laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old?
17. stih, na to Abraham pade ničice pa se nasmeja i pomisli, zar će se dete roditi čovjek od 100 godina?
A person of 100 years.
Čovjek od 100 godina.
Having a child.
Da dobije dete.
Seriously?
Stvarno?
It's not 100% clear how this laughter of Abraham is should be interpreted.
Nije potpuno jasno kako treba da protumačimo ovaj Abrahamov smeh.
Some commentators say that Abraham was laughing was a laugh of joy and he was relieved that this finally will happen.
Neki smatraju da je to bio smeh radosti zato što je on konačno shvatio.
But some say no, this is more like an ironic laughter. It's like, yeah, sure.
Ali drugi kažu da je ovo više ironičan smijeh, da, baš.
But it's interesting just to hear what Abraham thinks and says after that.
Ali je zanimljivo šta Avram nakon toga kaže.
He said in his heart, he thought to himself, he didn't say it out loud.
Kaže se, on je pomislio, dakle nije to izgovorio glasno.
Shall a child be born to a man who is 100 years old?
Zar će se dete roditi čovjeku od 100 godina?
And then he said out loud after thinking this.
A nakon što je to pomislio, onda je glasno izgovorio.
To God, oh that Ishmael might live before you.
I rekao Bogu, neka makar Ishmael poživi pred tobom.
So this is the second time where God offers or Abraham offers to God a solution for their childlessness.
I ovo je sad po drugi put da Avram Bogu daje rešenje za to što nemaju dece.
He says in verse 5 in chapter 15, my servant, he will be my heir, so you can bless him.
U 15. poglavlju on Bogu kaže, evo moj sluga će biti moj naslednik, ti ga blagoslovi.
Here in verse 18 he says, Ishmael, he shall be my heir and you can bless him. Let him live before you.
A ovdje u 18. stihu kaže, evo, neka Ishmael bude moj naslednik, možeš ga blagosloviti.
So he really finished with the idea of having children with Sarah.
Dakle, on je stvarno odustao od te ideje da će ikada imati dete sa Sarom.
And he didn't think that this was possible.
I nije mislio da je to moguće.
But that's what God promised.
Ali to je ono što je Bog obećao.
And before we see how he promised this,
a prije nego što vidimo kako je obećao,
just think about what God is saying here.
Razmislite o tome šta Bog ovdje govori.
God says to him and answers to him, no, Sarah, your wife shall bear you a son and you shall call his name Isaac.
Bog mu odgovara, tvoja žena Sara rodit će ti sina i ti ćeš mu dati ime Isak.
So again he repeats what he says and he says, Sarah, she will have a son and he even gives him a name. So this becomes even more real the longer God, Abraham talks with God.
Ponovo govori, Sara će ti roditi sina i ovog puta daje ime i kaže, bit će Isak i ponovo pojašnjava svoje obećanje.
But God is also faithful, and in verse 20 says, and as for Ishmael, I have heard you, behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful.
Ali pošto je Bog veran, u 20. stihu kaže, čuo sam šta si tražio za Ishmaela, blagoslovit ću ga i učiniti plodnim.
And that's actually a repetition of what God promised Hagar as well.
A ovo je zapravo ponovljeno obećanje onoga što je Bog već rekao Agari.
In chapter 16.
U 16. poglavlju.
That God will bless Ishmael as well.
Bog je obećao da će blagosloviti Ishmaela.
Even though it was a fleshly, a humanly answer, an attempt of people to have children.
Iako je on bio telesan odgovor i pokušaj ljudi da ostvare Božje obećanje.
God still remains faithful and he will bless this as well.
Bog ostaje veran i kaže blagoslovit ću njega.
But God says my plan is still different, my plan is still Sarah even though you're 100 years old.
Ali Bog im onda razjašnjava, moj plan je drugačiji, iako ti imaš 100 godina dobit ćeš sina.
And I think what we see here now is something that we need to understand for our lives as well.
I ovo što vidimo ovdje mislim da je potrebno da razumemo i u svom životu.
That there is a difference between knowing things in our head and really actually believing them.
Da postoji razlika između stvari koje mi znamo u svojoj glavi i onih u koje zaista vjerujemo.
For example.
Recimo.
The kids are out of school now.
Sad su deca na raspustu.
And they can relax and forget many things that they have learned.
I mogu da se opuste i zaborave mnogo od onoga što su naučili.
But if our kids would in history, if they would learn the dates of the world.
Ali recimo, kad naša deca su na času istorije i kad uče o datumima sveta ili starosti.
For example, when was the Bronze Age? When was the Stone Age?
Recimo, kad se govori o godinama i periodima bronzanog doba, kamenog doba i tako dalje.
How old is the world?
I koliko je zemlja stara?
They would learn numbers that I actually don't think are true.
Oni će naučiti u školi brojeve godine za koje ja ne vjerujem da su istine.
15,000 years, millions of years old.
15,000 godina ili milioni, milijarde godina.
The world was created by the what is it called?
Big Bang. Yeah. I uče da je svet nastao putem velikog praska.
If they would write a test on all of these things,
i kada imaju kontrolni u vezi svih ovih stvari,
they would learn these dates and have these numbers in their head.
Oni će se za to pripremiti tako što će naučiti sve te brojeve i datume.
And they would put them down and they would be the correct answer in the test.
I kada oni popune svoj kontrolni ili pismeni, to bi važilo kao tačan odgovor.
But does it mean that they believe that this is true?
Ali da li oni vjeruju da je to što su u školi naučili istina?
You can give the right answer without believing it is true.
Dakle, možeš da ti daš tačan odgovor, ono što se smatra tačnim odgovorom, a da ne veruješ da je to istina.
And so many things that we say oftentimes are just a repetition of what we think to be true.
I isto tako mnoge stvari koje mi izgovorimo je samo ponavljanje onog što mi mislimo da je istina.
But our life, or we will always live what we truly believe is true in our hearts.
Ali naš život će zapravo uvijek da odražava ono što zaista vjerujemo u svom životu.
So there's many things that we can say with our words.
Dakle, mnogo stvari mi možemo da ispovedimo svojim rečima.
But what we truly believe in our hearts, our lives will show.
Ali ono u što zaista vjerujemo u svojim srcima će se ispoljiti u našem životu.
And that's what we see also in Abraham and Sarah.
I isto stvar vidimo i kod Avrama i Sare.
They're learning to walk God, to walk with God. They're getting to know God more and more.
Oni uče da hodaju sa Bogom i oni sve više upoznaju Boga.
But the actions that they have taken, they show that they have understood certain things but don't really trust in some areas or understand in other areas.
Ali njihovi postupci pokazuju da su oni čuli i razumeli neke stvari, da razumeju Boga u određenim oblastima, a u drugima ne.
And it's the same thing with my life as well.
I ista stvar važi i za mene.
And I believe it's the same thing in your life as well.
I pretpostavljam da ista stvar važi za vas.
Because God reveals things to us, He wants to change and transform our lives.
Zato što Bog nama otkriva stvari i želi da promijeni naše živote.
And that's why it's so important that God is a relational God. He's a God who is interested in you and in me.
I zbog toga je važno da znamo da je Bog Bog odnosa, da njega zanima odnos sa vama i sa mnom.
And that we remind ourselves that God who promised these things, He's a faithful God.
I potrebno je da se podsjećamo da je Bog koji obećao sve ove stvari veran Bog.
So when God said this and made this very clear to Abraham,
dakle, kad je Bog ovo razjasnio Avramu,
Abraham takes a step of obedience.
Avram pravi korak poslušnosti.
And he uses the sign or makes the sign, he puts into practice the sign of the covenant that God has given to him, the circumcision.
I sada on čini praktično korak, znak tog saveza koji je Bog stvorio sa njim, a to je obrezanje.
And that's what we read at the end of chapter 17.
I o tome čitamo na kraju 17. poglavlja.
Abraham, Ishmael, his whole house, they were all circumcised.
Avram, Ishmael i ceo njegov dom su obrezani.
Ishmael was 13 years old when he was circumcised.
Ishmael je u tom trenutku imao 13 godina.
And Abraham himself, he was circumcised as well.
I tog dana i sam Avram obrezan.
So he took upon him to fulfill what God has said to him.
Dakle, on je odlučio da ispuni ono što mu je Bog rekao.
And that's an important thing for us to understand and to learn as well.
I to je još jedna stvar koja je važna da mi razumemo.
That it's not about just God promising, but it's our acting upon His promises as well.
Da se ne radi samo o tome da Bog nešto obećao, nego da mi to usvojimo i da živimo tako.
And Abraham answered in obedience.
I Avram se na ovo odazvao u poslušnosti.
I think of Jesus when I read this passage as well.
Ja razmišljam i o Isusu kad čitam ovaj odlomak.
Was Jesus circumcised?
Da li Isus bio obrezan?
The Bible speaks about that.
Biblija nam o tome govori.
That he was circumcised on the eighth day.
I kaže nam da je obrezan osmog dana.
But was Jesus baptized?
Da li Isus kršten?
Yes, he was baptized.
Jeste, bio i kršten.
Jesus bore the sign of the old covenant and the new covenant in his body.
Isus je na svom telu nosio i simbol ili znak starog saveza, a i novog.
And that's what Slavko said last week as well. For us today in the new covenant, our sign that we have is the baptism.
I o tome je Slavko govorio prošle nedelje, rekao je znak našeg saveza sa Bogom je krštenje.
It's a visible sign to the world, the seen and the unseen world that we belong to him.
To je vidljiv znak i svjedočanstvo vidljivom i nevidljivom svetu da smo mi u savezu sa Bogom.
It doesn't turn us into Christians, but it is an expression of having faith in him.
Krštenje nas ne čini hrišćanima, nego je samo to izraz vere koju već imamo u Boga.
So probably Abraham now understood, okay, God promised through my wife that I will have children even though I'm 100 years old and I can't imagine how this should work.
I vjerojatno je Avram ovdje konačno razumeo, dobro, Bog je obećao da će Sara, moja žena, dobiti dete, ja ne znam kako će se to desiti.
Now Sarah needs to hear this as well.
E sad i Sara treba ovo da čuje.
So we come to chapter 18.
I sad smo u 18. poglavlju.
And it says here, the Lord appeared to him by the terebinth trees of Mamre, as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. He lifted his eyes and looked, and three men were standing by him.
Gospod se pokaza Avramu kod Mamre ovog velikog drveća, dok je Avram sedeo na ulazu svog šatora za vrijeme dnevne žege.
There's a lot to be said about who could these men have been.
Mogli bismo mnogo da spekulišemo ko su ovi ljudi.
What does the Bible say here?
Šta nam Biblija kaže?
It says that the Lord was present.
Kaže se Gospod je bio prisutan.
So in some ways God was present.
Na neki način Bog je bio.
If it was in the pre-incarnate Jesus.
Da li je to onaj Isus koji se pojavio u Starom zavetu?
Angels coming and appearing to Abraham.
Ili su to anđeli koji mu dolaze?
But God was present and he was communicating with Abraham again.
Ali Bog je tu bio prisutan i ponovo je govorio Avramu.
And we see this clearly in Abraham's reaction.
I ovo vidimo jasno iz Avramove reakcije.
And that's a beautiful thing about this relational God.
I to je prelepa stvar vezana za ovog Boga koji voli odnos.
When Abraham sees them, he knows who they are.
Čim ih Avram vide, on zna ko su.
And he prepares a feast.
I on sprema jednu gozbu.
for three people.
Za ta tri čoveka.
He runs into the tent and he says to his wife that she should prepare some bread for his guests.
Odmah je požurio k Sari u šator i rekao je da spremi nešto za gost.
In verse 6.
U šestom stihu.
It says take three measures of fine meal.
Kaže brzo uzmi tri se belog brašna.
And I read in a commentary that one measure would have been more than enough for three people.
I pročitao sam u nekom komentaru da je samo jedna ta mera bila dovoljna i više nego dovoljna za tri osobe.
If I remember correctly, one measure was about 4 kilos.
I ako sam dobro zapamtio, jedna ta seja je bila 4 kilograma.
So making bread out of 4 kilo of flour is more than enough for 3 people.
Znači napraviti hleb ili lepinje od 4 kile brašna je više nego dovoljno za 3 čovjeka.
I can see my family eating a chicken for lunch and being having enough.
Ja znam da moja porodica može da pojede jedno pile za ručak i da to bude dovoljno.
5 people.
5 ljudi.
With sides, of course, yeah.
Naravno sa dodacima, sa prilozima.
But to have a whole calf.
Ali čitavo tele spremiti.
For 5 people?
Za 5 osoba.
Oh, 3 people actually we have in this story.
3 čovjeka
imamo u ovoj priči. That's a little oversized, isn't it?
To je malo previše.
But God, Abraham, he prepares a feast for the people who came to him.
Ali Abraham je spremio veliku gozbu za ljude koji su ga posjetili.
Which, of course, is something that is in that culture very normal.
Što je naravno u to vrijeme bilo prirodno.
But it is also it indicates that Abraham knew exactly who was before him and who was visiting.
Ali upućuje na to da je Abraham tačno znao koga je posjetio.
And so as they sat down and as they started talking,
i onda kada su seli i počeli da razgovaraju,
in verse 9 the question is, well, where is Sarah, your wife?
Postavlja se pitanje u 9. stihu, gdje ti je žena Sara?
He said, here in the tent.
On kaže, eno je u šatoru.
And he said,
i onda kaže,
and this is God speaking now,
a ovo je sad Bog koji se obraća,
and loud enough so that Sarah who is in the tent will be able to hear it.
I govori to toliko glasno da je i Sara u stanju to da čuje.
What does he say?
Šta kaže?
I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and behold, Sarah your wife shall have a son.
Vratit ću se k tebi do godine u ovo vreme i tvoja žena Sara imaće sina.
Loud enough so that Sarah can hear it.
Dovoljno glasno je to rekao da Sara to može da čuje.
And just so that we know that she really heard it.
A da i mi znamo da je ona to zaista čula.
The writer of the book puts in here Sarah was listening in the tent door which was behind him.
Pisac ovdje kaže a Sara je slušala na ulazu šatora koji je bio iza njega.
So it was made clear that she heard this promise from God as well.
Dakle, jasno nam se kaže da je ona čula ovo Božje obećanje.
Mm-hmm. And what happened with Sarah?
I šta se dogodilo sa njom?
How did she react?
Kako je ona odreagovala?
Verse 11. Now Abraham and Sarah are old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?
Stihovi 11 i 12. I Abram i Sara već su bili u podmaklim godinama i Sara više nije imala mjesečnicu. Zato se Sara nasmeje u sebi i reče, zar sad, kad sam stara, da doživim tu nasladu, a i muž mi je star?
So the person, God, he was speaking loud enough for her to hear it.
Dakle, osoba koja je govorila, sam Bog je govorio dovoljno glasno da i ona čuje.
Did Sarah speak loud enough so that people outside would be able to hear it as well?
Da li je i Sara glasno odgovorila da on može da čuje?
No, God, he knows what is in our hearts.
Ne, ona je to pomislila, ali Bog zna šta nam je u srcu.
She laughed in herself and she was speaking to herself.
Ona se u sebi nasmejala i u sebi govorila.
And she just plainly looked at the facts.
I ona je prosto sagledala činjenice.
I'm old.
Ja sam stara.
Abram's old.
Abram je star.
If we were to have children, what would that mean?
Šta bi bilo potrebno da mi sad dobijemo dete?
My husband is almost 100 years old.
Moj muž ima skoro 100 godina.
I'm 90 years old.
Ja imam 90.
That means we should have some sexual intercourse.
To znači treba da imamo seksualni odnos.
That means that I should be 9 months pregnant.
To znači da ja onda posle toga treba 9 mjeseci da iznesem trudnoću.
I don't know what that means, but you who have had children, you know what that means.
Ja to ne znam, ali vi žene koje ste imali djecu znate.
Now imagine being 90 years old.
Zamislite da ste 90.
And 9 months pregnant.
U 9. mjesecu.
And that would also mean that she would have to go through labor, giving birth to a child.
A to znači da mora da prođe i kroz porođaj.
She just looks at her body and she's like, no way.
Ona je sigurno pogledala na svoje telo i rekla nema šanse.
Abraham, no way.
Abraham.
What was God's promise?
Šta je bilo Božje obećanje?
I will give you descendants.
Daću ti potomke.
And just bluntly and openly spoken, it's the same for me as well.
I jedna stvar koja je ovdje rečeno važi i za mene.
If I look at the facts,
kada pogledam činjenice,
I would say no way.
Ja često kažem nema šanse.
God, I know you're a good God.
Bože, ja znam da si ti dobar Bog.
I know you're faithful.
Znam da si veran.
I know you're almighty.
Znam da si svesilan.
But no way.
Ali nema šanse.
This is often in my life as well, in my heart as well.
I ovo se često dešava i u mom srcu.
And how does God answer?
A kako Bog na to odgovara?
The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I surely bear a child since I am old?'"
Bog mu odgovara, sorry, which verse?
13, sorry.
U 13. stihu, tada Gospod upita Avrama, zašto se Sara nasmijala i rekla, zar ću zaista roditi dete sad kad sam star?
God knows what is going on in Sarah's heart.
Bog zna šta se odvija u Sarinom srcu.
God knows what is going on in my heart.
A Bog to zna i šta je u mom srcu.
And what is his next sentence that he says?
I šta je sljedeće što on kaže?
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
Zar je Gospodu išta teško?
No.
Ne.
With this sentence, the whole conversation could have ended, because that's the answer.
I ovim rečima bi se ceo razgovor mogao završiti.
Nothing is impossible, too hard for God.
Ništa Bogu nije nemoguće, ništa mu nije preteško.
God is able.
Bog je Bog može.
And if he has promised it, he will do it.
I ako je on nešto obećao, on će to i učiniti.
In the New Testament, at one point.
U Novom Zavetu, u jednom trenutku.
Jesus was talking to his disciples.
Isus razgovara sa svojim učenicima.
There was a young man who was trying or asking the question how to enter into the kingdom of God.
U toj priči jedan mladić postavio pitanje kako može da uđe u carstvo nebesko.
And then Jesus said to his disciples, well, actually it is easier for a camel to go through the ear of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
I u tom trenutku Isus kaže svojim učenicima, lakše je kamili da prođe kroz iglene uši nego bogataš da uđe u Božje carstvo.
And so the disciples, they throw up their hand in the air and they're like, well, how can anyone be saved?
I njegovi učenici su bili šokirani i izgranuli se, pa su se onda pitali, pa dobro, kako onda iko može da se spase?
And so in Matthew chapter 19 verse 26 Jesus says to his disciples.
I onda recimo u Matejevom poglavlju 19 Matejevom evanđelju 19. poglavlju Isus odgovara svojim učenicima.
With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Ljudima je to nemoguće, ali Bogu je sve moguće.
With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Ljudima je ovo nemoguće, ali Bogu je sve moguće.
Jesus talked about salvation here.
Isus je ovdje govorio o spasenju.
And I think that's one of the greatest miracles that we have in this world when we see people being changed.
I za mene je to najveće čudo koje možemo da vidimo u ovom svijetu, kad vidimo promijenjene živote ljudi.
We've heard this from David and Shelby when they said and share the desire why they go to Užice.
I čuli smo to i od Davida i Shelby kad su govorili o želji i razlogu zašto idu u Užice.
Seeing a heart of stone being replaced with a heart of flesh.
Znači videti kad jedno kameno srce zameni srce od mesa.
A person who is deaf to the words of God just being rejuvenated and alive through the words of God.
I kad vidite osobu koja je gluva za Božju reč odjednom preobraženu tom istom Božjom reč.
A person being dead in their sin being alive.
I kad vidite
Jesus's forgiveness.
Osobu koja je mrtva u grehu koja se podigne u život i zbog vere u Isusa.
Only God can do that.
To samo Bog može da učini.
With men that is impossible, with God everything is possible.
Ljudima je to nemoguće, ali Bogu je sve moguće.
And so God said this, is anything too hard for the Lord?
I dakle Bog kaže Avramu, zar je Gospodu išta teško?
And he repeated his promise, at the appointed time I will return to you according to the time of life and Sarah shall have a son.
I onda ponavlja svoje obećanje, vratit ću se k tebi u određeno vrijeme do godine i Sara će imati sina.
Sarah said, I didn't laugh, she didn't deny it, she didn't want to be put on the spot.
I onda se Sara iz straha uplašila i rekla, nisam se smijala, pravdala se.
And God says,
a Bog je odgovara,
no, but you did laugh.
Yes, smijala.
I know.
Ja to znam.
I know.
Ja znam.
But does the fact that God knows that we sometimes laugh at what he promises change the fact that he will do what he wants to do?
Ali da li će to što Bog zna da mu se nekad mi podsmejemo ili nasmejemo u svom srcu, da li to menja njegovo obećanje i ono što je on naumio da učini?
God stays faithful.
Bog ostaje veran.
He will do it.
I on će to učiniti.
And that's why it's so encouraging for us.
I zato ovo treba da je veliko ohrabrenje za nas.
That we know that God is a relational God who knows us and who wants to be in relationship with us.
Da je Bog kome je stalo do odnosa, koji želi da bude u odnosu sa nama i da nas poznaje.
Remember that he's a faithful God.
Sjetite se uvek da je on veran Bog.
Even when we take our own measures into our own hands.
Čak i kad mi merimo ljudski.
Or when we take actions in our own hands.
Ili kad mi odlučimo da delujemo u svojoj snazi.
He will stay faithful to his promise.
On će dalje ostati veran svojim obećanjima.
Let's pray.
Molit ćemo se.
Father, I thank you for your goodness.
Oče, hvala ti za tvoju dobrotu.
Thank you that you see the future as you see the present.
Hvala ti što ti vidiš i budućnost kao što vidiš i sadašnjost.
And thank you that you stay faithful.
I hvala ti što ti ostaješ veran.
Thank you that you have in this way spoken to Abraham and Sarah.
I hvala ti što si ti upravo na ovakav način govorio Avramu i Sari.
That you have been patient.
I da si bio strpljiv.
And that in the end we can see how you brought all these things together for your glory.
I na kraju što smo mogli da vidimo kako si sve ove stvari sklopio za svoju slavu.
And so Father, when we look at our own lives and we look at this church here.
I Oče, kad pogledamo na svoje živote i na ovu zajednicu ovde.
There's many people that are in this position of waiting and looking to you and seeking your will.
Mnogo nas je u poziciji čekanja i traženja tvoje volje.
We look to you.
Mi se tebi obraćamo.
And we ask of you that you guide us, that you lead us.
I molimo te da nas ti usmeravaš, da nas ti vodiš.
And that you give us patience to wait on you.
I da nam daš strpljenja da čekamo na tebe.
Thank you that you are faithful God.
Hvala ti što si ti veran Bog.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.